Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Hello to you. It's a beautiful and an awesome Wednesday. Hoping that all is just well with you and yours, and you're just enjoying your morning. It's a great morning. You're seeing just the goodness of the Lord. You're seeing His love in everything that you do. Like Alice is the Cindy Huggies, huh? On this awesome day, the 19th of November, 2025. I grew up Alice is Rahmet E and Yone. And I know that you had a wonderful time together with Janine and Venant. May God bless all that you have to do now. Thank you so much for ministering unto us this morning. And yes, we opened the show just for you with the sounds of Loiso Bala. Siyabonga, thank you. It is only good to say thank you. It's only good to say thank you. There's so many things that many people go through, but we just have to say thank you. Just this morning, as I was coming to work, I get a call from a very close family friend who says to me, "Hey, this is what's happening. Our father has passed on. And we've been praying and trusting God that he will make it through." So you can just realize and see that so many are going through a lot. So many are going through a lot, and so many are not seeing the light like you do. Didn't see the light this morning, but you have seen the light, and God's grace has been there for you, and He's been carrying you through. And so, it's only good to just say to the Lord, thank you. I was also thinking about some people who are always sick. Always sick. You find that when like in a week, they got like 3-4 days where they are sick, and just one where they are feeling much better. And even when they are feeling much better, it's not that they are feeling better. It's just that they could do certain things that they can't normally. And then they would say, "No, I feel better today." But the truth is that, or the truth of the matter is that, they're still not feeling well. But you are able to wake up and feel like yourself. You know, when you don't feel like yourself, there are certain times when I would say to my mom when I'm not feeling well, and I'm like, "Yo, I just feel like crying, you know, at the top of my voice, just cry and cry and cry." I have seen God's awesome grace. And so sometimes we do wake up and feel like that, like you can just scream and just, you know, you don't know how to explain it to another person what you're feeling in your body. But you're just hoping that when the day ends, you'll be feeling much better. So we have such moments. But yes, again, we have moments where we are feeling great. All is good with us. There are no complaints. All is just well with us. But there are those who don't. So it is only good to say thanks unto the Lord. For you realize and you know that your hand keeps you. That His grace really keeps you. When others are finding it hard to make their way through the day, when now everything is just good with you, everything is just well with you, and so you can thank God. Others are struggling with mental health, where else you have a sound mind, you are sane, and all is well with you. So it is good to just say unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, "Lord, thank you." And to realize that you are loved, regardless of how you may feel, or what you may see, that you are loved. So it is good to just say unto the Lord, "Father, I thank you." Well, today right here on Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng, we are going to have, I'm just going to encourage those ones who are on the verge of giving up on their marriages in the second hour. And I have some messages that will just minister into your heart. And I hope that these messages will empower you and encourage you to just keep on trusting God where your marriage is concerned. And I think the very same principles would work for somebody who's trusting God for anything. There are those who've been looking for jobs for many times, but keep on praying, keep on trusting the Lord, keep on believing and declaring that things are changing for you. And in this hour, we are going to have our talk with the Department of Social Development, and we are talking on substance use disorder treatment and rehabilitation. So there is treatment, there is rehabilitation for those who find themselves struggling with substance disorder or substance use, and it's called substance use disorder. I'm used to substance use, but now it's called substance use disorder. And we will be talking to Mr. Obakeng Mahlangu, and we will be discussing it further on the rehabilitation and also how you can get all of this, the treatment and everything that has to do with all of that. But just remember to give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Remember more than anything that even when you are faced with trials and when you're faced with so many things that you are loved. Sometimes I actually was talking to somebody not so long, and this person says, yo, I was looking at myself and everything that I go through, and I thought I'm having the worst. But now talking to some other people in my life, I realize, yo, God has got my back. I am actually, all is well with me. So it is good to give thanks unto the Lord all the time. All the time. In the background there, Judith Sipuma says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. 20 minutes it is, just after 9, you're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365 Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280 or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. There is nothing, no one who can compare to the love that, or who can love us the way our Lord Jesus Christ loves us. His love is incomparable. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sipongile Mofokeng. Give you the sounds of Thabo Mafuane, I Am Loved. And before that, it was Judith Sipuma. And yes, my family, I said that I will be talking to social development this morning, and I have an honor to be talking to Thato Motla, And yes, we're talking substance use disorder, treatment and rehabilitation. Tato, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed, and thank you so much for taking this moment to talk to us about this. And I think this is something that we need to know about, especially during this time of the year, during this season. Some people are going to try substance for the first time. Some are going to be abusing it as well because of the nature of the festivities sometimes. And so I think this is the right time that we talk about this. So we're talking substance use disorder treatment and rehabilitation. But somebody might be asking, okay, Tato, what is treatment and what is rehabilitation? We know what substance use disorder is, but what is treatment and rehabilitation?
Treatment and rehabilitation is a process when one decides or think or acknowledge that they have a problem. They come to us, social workers and health workers, and ask us to assist them with dealing with the problem. It includes a process of having sessions with us as social workers, and then we take you to a treatment center whereby you'll be admitted and then detox and receive counseling and other issues that you are dealing with.
So it starts with admission. One has to admit to themselves.
You need to admit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think I have learned that it takes a long time for people to even admit, eh? It takes a long time.
It takes time.
I think when you talk to some rehabilitation centers and halfway houses, they would tell you about somebody hitting rock bottom. Until somebody hits rock bottom, that's when they start admitting it. So why is treatment and rehabilitation important?
Rehabilitation and treatment is important because now we need to deal with disorder that you have. And then also we need to fix you as individual. As much as you are abusing alone or misusing alone, it affects families, it affects communities. So helping you, basically we are helping a community and the family and helping you to make sure that you don't misuse even money, because substance abuse involves money, it involves families, people neglect children. So helping you will be helping the family on its own.
Right.
And the community at large. Some people lose their jobs because of substance abuse. So we need to give you a right treatment so that when you have stopped or you are sober, you don't go and maybe having a mental disorder because of it. You are no longer using substance or returning to an eating disorder. It will provide you with coping mechanism how you survive without substances.
Okay, that is like really awesome. I've seen families also at loggerheads with their loved ones because now the abuse, the disorder has now or is now disturbing the family harmony and peace. Because a person sometimes would even take things from the house, sell them for a fix. So what are the benefits of treatment and rehabilitation programs?
The benefits of treatment and rehabilitation programs is that, like as I mentioned, we give you a coping mechanism. We also can connect you to halfway house. We connect you to AA meetings. And then if you are a child, or you are not working, we can take you to different skills development programs that we can enroll you into instead of saying no. Because to say that you are sober, it doesn't mean that you can be sober forever. Anything that can trigger you can put you back. But immediately when we went for the treatment, we know that we have you. We will be working with you to understand how can we help you going forward to make your family aware that as much as Tato spent 6 weeks in the rehab, it doesn't mean that he's sober. Anything can trigger him. We need family to come and support the client.
Yeah.
Family will be made aware that you need to support this person as much as you can.
And before we even get to the family and the person, the reintegration and all that, what types of programs do you render under treatment and rehabilitation?
We have inpatient and an outpatient depending on the level of the abuse or disorder.
Mm.
So if someone who's just starting, or some people get to, let's say, when it comes to drugs, you get kidnapped, you've been given substances, you use them, you get hooked, and then you realize, no, this is not me. I'm doing this because of the situation. So in that case, we'll be saying, no, let's go for outpatient. Just go and speak to a social worker or psychologist, and then you come back home. But if we see it's severe, we say, let's go for inpatient, where you'll be admitted for 6 or 9 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay. So there is treatment out there. So tell us more about what reintegration is. Is it when now a person has to be reintegrated to their family or to the community? How does it work? What is it?
Reintegration, it will depend on the person. Different stories. Could be family, could be going back to the community.
Okay.
Because some will come to me and say, no, I don't have a home, I don't have a mother, but I want to go to rehab. And then when you find out after they completed, you'll be told by the treatment center, say, no, the person was speaking about mama, and so they have a family. So it's us going back to the family to say, no, Tato had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to leave. Can he get a chance again? And then we take it from there. Sometimes it's going back to school. Sometimes it's going back to the community. Sometimes it's going back to work to say, no, Tato has he had a problem. We dealt with it. Here's the evidence. He's sober. Can you take him back?
Oh, okay. And so, but now, how does, like, reintegration and aftercare affect the families? Because some of the families are already traumatized. They might not want Tato back yet. They are not quite sure how are they going to deal with Tato. I mean, if Tato is not going to take some of the things and sell them, for example, in houses. So how does it work? Do you also include the families in these counselings? Are they also counseled?
Yes, if we get to a reintegration, that's basically we need to go and talk to the family.
Okay.
Could be the mother, could be the sister, whoever the person Tato has a problem with.
Yeah.
We need to go and speak with them, give them a chance to hear them, because remember, Tato will come and say, yes, I had a problem with substance, but no, I'm okay now. Can they forgive me? But we still need to hear the family members out. What did Tato do? What did he steal? And then we take it from there. So basically, family will be involved. And everyone else, even though sometimes it's not family, could be maybe relationship-wise, girlfriend, boyfriend. We can still go there, try and talk to them, hear them out, and then show them the importance. Because so immediately, Tato says, I care about so-and-so. I want them in my life. It's important to try and help and give them that chance that they win their person back, because their person could be the only person that they think if they remain sober for them, life will be okay. Yeah, so that's why it's important to reintegrate.
Okay. And the benefits of reintegration, are these what you're talking about? The benefits of reintegration and aftercare programs?
The benefits is that we, remember as social workers, we strive to keep families together. We don't break
families, yes.
Yes. We want to make sure that as individual, you have relationship with people that you love and care about, and also give them a coping mechanism also to say, okay, tattoo was like this. Is this new tattoo going to last? Because as much as people know that you are clean, you went for treatment, they still capable of thinking of the lowest about you.
Mm.
So reintegration and aftercare is when we want to see that we keep you and your loved ones close to each other, building a new trusting relationship.
Mm. Mm.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. And now I'm going to take you back a little bit to why is the reintegration and aftercare very important? I think there are some of the parts that you didn't cover earlier on as you were covering.
Reintegration is important because, like I mentioned, we want to keep a person happy, lady, close loved ones.
Yes.
And also, aftercare is important because I can't say, no, go to rehab, you come back, I fetch you and put you at home. So aftercare is important to make sure that you follow up on your client to say, are you still sober? What are you doing? You want to go back to school or you want to be put in halfway house, mm-hmm, or you want to get some skills development? Because once you stay at home, you get bored easily. You are not working. You are not doing anything.
Mm.
You're going back to the same route to say, no, I know I have nothing to do. Let me go and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So aftercare is important to make sure that our clients are still healthy and sober.
Okay. But now, from rehabilitation, the first part, when somebody then enters for the rehabilitation and goes for the first 30 to 90 days, what happens? Can we really say that that person is now rehabilitated? They don't need a halfway house? Isn't it? Okay, just a question out of interest in the topic that we're talking about. Isn't it best that after that 30 to 90 days, one also goes to the halfway house and that's where they can find some of the coping mechanisms and get more help? Or is it fine after 90 days, we can really surely say it is well with our relative or our family member?
I think it depends case by case. There will be someone that you inform as we start the first session.
Yeah.
I will tell you, no, we're going to have two sessions before you go to rehab.
Yeah.
And then after 90 days or 60 days, you have option of going to halfway house. Should I apply for you?
Yeah.
And the individual will tell me, no, it's fine, you can apply for me for halfway house. But there are those saying, no, we are still good at home.
Mm-hmm.
After treatment, I will be able to cope. I don't want to go there.
Oh, okay.
So it will depend. It depends on individual. If someone feels they have been having this disorder for so long,
yeah,
they will say, no, I want to go to halfway house so that I gain more strength and coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm,
because immediately going back to my space, there maybe sometimes your sibling is also using.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, no, if I'm going to a treatment center and come back to the very same home, I will find my
then,
siblings still using. I will be tempted.
One would relapse.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah. So you have to cover all angles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I remember in my experience with our loved one, we've even told and warned about money. Don't give him money. Don't expose him to this because that would send him through to what do we call it again? To relapsing. Because when he sees money, he thinks, okay, what next? So they were, oh, no money. And so going to the halfway house really helped. But now in terms of both, one who just goes to the rehabilitation center and one who goes to the halfway house. So both of them, are they also eligible to can relapse?
Yes, like we normally say substance use disorder is chronic.
Yeah.
We can't say that you are completely healed from it because anything that can trigger you, if you get mad, or someone says, no, let's have one for today.
Mm.
And then you go back to, basically you relapse.
Mm.
So everyone who has a history of disorder, they are capable of relapsing.
Okay. Everybody who has this disorder is capable of relapsing. All righty then. Tato, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. I know that we still want to know the types of programs that you render during the reintegration and aftercare program. But let's just take a breather and then come back to talk to you some more.
Okay.
And family, we are talking to Tato Motla, all the way from our social workers there, from social development. And today we are addressing one of the challenges that is faced by us all. I think almost all of us in South Africa are faced with this challenge in their homes or with their relatives, with their loved ones. Substance use disorder. And we're talking treatment and rehabilitation.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Revelation Worship, featuring Kairondo and Mufunwa. And the title of the song, I Will Trust You. 2 minutes it is just after, actually no, 2 minutes it is just before 10. And you're on Just For You with me, Swangile Mofokeng, and with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, you have Germany Yanni Pelsa with you on Perspective. And yeah, after Perspective, you have Luko Mkwedi Puti with you on Heart to Heart up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Tato Motla, and we are talking on SUD, Substance Use Disorder, and we are back at it again. And Tato, we have one of our family members of Radio Pulpit who has sent a message to us. So before we proceed, can we listen to what the family member says and then give them clarity in what they need?
Hi, Sibongile. I remember with my loved one, he did the course, he did the rehab. After that, he went, he was done, and then he got that option for, do you want to go to the halfway house or do you want to go home? He decided he needed to go to the halfway house. But we struggled so much just to get him into a halfway house. It wasn't that easy, because they say he was too old. Apparently there's a age bracket, so I don't know if it's just the site here in Johannesburg, but really the halfway house really struggled. And then he ended up where to get him to a place, a rehab, a Christian place where we actually paid rent every month, like a fee for him to stay there, but it's a Christian type of place, but we actually paid money for him to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, Tato, in such cases, what would you say to the family member? I mean, like, they were told their loved one is too old. Is there anything like that? And they struggled to even get...
No, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. And also the fact that they had to pay monthly to keep someone in a halfway house.
Yeah.
I think it's illegal, unregistered halfway houses or treatment centers. Because now people have realized that people need to, they need help.
Mm.
So there's illegal treatment centers.
Mm-hmm.
With us, under the government or NGOs that government works with,
yeah,
you're not going to pay for treatment. Everything government will make sure that they pay for you. Mm-hmm. We don't have age limit. We admit as young as 10-year-old child to a treatment center, to a 65-year-old person, whoever comes and say, no, I need help.
To a 65. Wow.
Yes. So I'm shocked to learn about that. I think they were using illegal treatment centers or halfway house.
Sure.
Because we don't have age restriction.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have money involved.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it is such a sorry, it is such a sad thing to hear. But now, Tato, let me ask this question. So the halfway houses under the social development department, are they for everyone? Because I think so many of us have been told we were told it's free for those working in government. So are they free for everyone?
They are free for everyone as long as you come via social development.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So if you come via social development. Okay. So what are the ways? Because I think that is also confusing because I remember with one of the people that I know whom they were told, we have to find you a social worker. Then the social worker will decide. And so how does it work? How does it work?
Like I said, it's case by case. But basically, it's you going for treatment first. And after treatment, you say, no, I want to go to halfway house so that I can gain more coping mechanisms and also avoid relapsing.
Mm.
It's my responsibility as a social worker to make an application for you in advance. When you go to a treatment center, I send application for you so that when you complete your 6 or 9 weeks, the space will be available for you immediately when you are done in treatment center.
Mm-hmm.
We take you from rehab to halfway house.
Oh, okay. Let's allow you to give us the type of programs that you do, Rand, during reintegration and the aftercare.
Okay, during aftercare is me trying to give you support as a social worker.
Right.
To make sure that you don't relapse. I also provide you with coping mechanisms. If you're not at halfway house, I should schedule at least once a month or once in a week, come and see you so that I give you more coping mechanisms and also remind you that as much as people will judge you, but forget about stigma and start rebuilding your relationships with your close loved ones. Help them to be able to make a good and a crisis and give them how they should cope with peer pressure and then their anger, and also help them to cope with stress either at work or at home. And also if one is not working, we can help you help you to type CVs and then seek employment. And also we can take you to skills development programs when they're available and when you qualify.
Mm.
When it comes to skills development, there might be some setting of requirements. But if you qualify, you can be put to skills development. We put you also into support groups whereby you go engage with people who are recovering. You help each other how to cope.
So
that you avoid relapsing.
Okay. Tell us more about relapse.
Relapse is when someone, like we say, family members, reintegration, we can try it.
Mm.
And then some families will tell you, no, we don't want Tato back. And then someone finds maybe being sober is no longer worth it. And then someone decides, could be either from stress or keeping people who are using, like I said, maybe Tato goes for treatment and then find the sibling back there still using.
Mm.
You find yourself relapsing.
Mm. 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 Sure, that's a sad one to hear that families might even say about their loved ones, we don't want them back. Let him not come back.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. When we're talking about relapsing, one relapses, not just relapsing. There should be some triggers that would lead one to relapse. What are some of these triggers?
These triggers, we have stress. People maybe finding that you are sober, you are unemployed, maybe you are the first born in the family, and then you feel like, I can't cope with this stress. I don't see why I should be sober. Then one can relapse because of stress. Sometimes it's people that you keep around. You go to treatment center, come back to the very same community.
Yeah.
Friends, they will tell you, hi, why are you always sober? There's nothing that is happening. Sometimes it's when you have some emotions one can feel, I can't face these emotions. Maybe someone lost, let's say, the mother, meanwhile you were still under this disorder. Then you are sober. Emotionally, you are thinking, you are blaming yourself. That can trigger you to relapse because you want to run away from these emotions. And also, people can relapse because of the objects or the places that they see that they remind them of their time when they were having the disorder.
Okay.
Sometimes, like I mentioned earlier, that SUD is we normally call it a chronic because of. We can't say you are completely healthy. You can be sober for 10 years. But there will be a time, like you mentioned in your opening, that is festive season.
Yeah.
Someone will say, I know, I've been sober the whole year. Let me just have 2 nyana for Christmas Day.
Yo.
And then they relapse. So sometimes times of celebration, they trigger relapse also.
Okay. So is it premeditated? Can we say it's premeditated, or there are certain stages that one passes through? So there's stage 1 and 2, and then one relapses. Or how does it work?
I will say there are stages. You pre-plan it to say, no, let me do it, but you look back into how much you have achieved. But there will be a time where the trigger is just too much, and then you relapse. Because it starts with emotions. You'll be emotionally down or weak. But you know, I'm thinking of having one, or just having one Zolo. And then next thing, then your mind will say, no, I need this. Until to a point where you physically pick up whatever substance that you enjoy, and then you have passed emotional relapse, mental relapse. Now we are talking physical relapse, whereby you are actually doing what you were doing.
So it's a journey towards relapse, and I'm just wondering, I think it's a struggle for many. Is there a way of preventing relapse, Thato?
Yes, there's a way. We need to, as your social worker, I need to be there to support you.
Okay.
Also, we need loved ones, people who are close to you, to help you with the problem that you are dealing with. If you need to talk, you must know that you can go to so-and-so and speak about them. Tell them in advance that you are emotionally or psychologically thinking of using again.
Okay.
But you are struggling. And then if you have someone to talk to like that, it will help you not to relapse. And also, it's about you as individuals. Remember, if I acknowledge that I have a problem with substance use disorder, if immediately when I say I have a problem and I want to go to rehab, I should remember that self-regulation. To say, no, you have achieved so much. Don't go back. Remember the benefits of being sober. Integration is also important to make sure this person or the client has their loved ones close by, giving him support. And also it's about, one, understanding the risk of relapsing, understanding the health benefits of being sober. Because sometimes someone dies from overdose, someone dies from, if his drugs could be mixed or laced with anything, any poison that they can put there. And also, you should be able to acknowledge, self-acknowledgement is important of the benefits of being sober.
Okay.
Acknowledge that you have spent, let's say, 6 weeks or 9 weeks in a treatment center. It was basically your freedom was taken away for you to be sober. You have stayed sober for this long. Can Tato acknowledge that they are not going back? And also you need to be equipped or given coping skills with all these challenges that you are dealing with, because substance abuse is not some, it's not like having flu and then you are cured from it. Someday you wake up feeling like this, someday you feel like this, and can lead you to relapse. So we need to be equipped how to deal with different emotions and life challenges. And also, it's important. Sometimes it's important, especially people, let's say we are in Gauteng, if someone is from Eastern Cape, they find themselves in Gauteng, and if they're not working, it's important for you to say, let me go back home, Eastern Cape, because I'm moving away from the friends that we used to smoke or drink together. So having a change in your life is also important. And then awareness. Speak to people that will know that you are a recovering addict.
Okay.
Tell them about the dangers. The more you talk about positive of being sober, the more you are motivating yourself. And also support. We need to support them. As much as Tato stole my phone or my 10,000, it's fine. When they come back, when they say they're clean, we give them support so that they don't see a need to relapse.
Again.
And also, one need to make sure that they maintain themselves. They follow up on sessions. If you need to go to support group, go to support group. If you need to have a session with a social worker, you do so. If you're on medication for certain things, you do so. You maintain, you try by all means to maintain being sober. And then we should just be there for them to give them support.
All right.
I would say that's how we avoid relapsing.
Wow. Tato, thank you so much for talking to us this morning and empowering us on these, because sometimes we even get paralyzed when we are faced with these challenges and we don't know what to do as families or as an individual who finds themselves now suddenly, I'm hooked on this thing, I don't know what to do. So to know that there's help out there, to know that there is treatment out there, to know that there's rehabilitation and even reintegration. Another one says, I realize what I have done. I want to go back home, but I don't know where to begin. So to also know and that no, there are ways we can help you. Yeah, there is help out there.
Can I leave our WhatsApp number and
I was still going to come to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can give us the contact details of how we can reach you guys.
We have substance abuse WhatsApp chat line, which is 087 163 2015. And also we have a 24-hour helpline, which is 0800 12 13 14. And also we have an SMS line, is 32312.
Alrighty then.
You just SMS and then they will call you back. And then we have 012-359-3300. It's for the Pretoria office in Pretoria Central.
Okay then. Thank you so much, Tato, for talking to us. And I am so sorry for what just happened, you know, this morning, the accident that you guys found yourselves in. May the Lord, like, really intervene and may everything go well. Thank you so much that in the midst of that, you even took time to talk to us. May God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tato. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And yes, my family, that is, of course, Thato Motla from the Social Development Department. And we were talking substance use disorder, and you can find out more on our podcast. We'll make sure that a podcast is there. But if you have heard and you realize that you need help in your family, for your loved one, for yourselves as well, there is help out there. Help is available out there. And so you can visit or you can chat with them on their WhatsApp line, which is a WhatsApp chat line on 087-163-2015. Alternatively, the substance use helpline is 0800-12-13-14. It's 0800-12-13-14. Their SMS line 32312. SMS line 32312. And he also left the Tshwane numbers for the social development here at our Tshwane offices, 012-359-3300. It's 012-359-3300.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Amogela melaetsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.